Hey there, my name's Gary Sims, and this is Gary Explains. Now, what I have here is a huge external battery, a huge capacitor. Oh, no, it's not this one. Hold on. What I have here is a huge external battery. This is a 1,000-watt-hour battery. It's the Jackery 1000. Just let me put it down because it's quite heavy. Okay, so the Jackery 1000 is part of a solar paneled external battery setup that you would use for outdoor activities, you know, so for camping, caravans, RVs. So that in the evening, you could string up some lights, you could maybe use some electrical appliances, and it really does have a great way of getting free electricity because it's solar powered, and then you can use that while you're out doing your camping. But this isn't the Gary Goes Camping channel, this is Gary Explains. So I wanted to take the Jackery 1000, put it through its paces, we'll talk about the charging and how long it takes and all that kind of stuff. And then rather than run some lights at my campsite, rather than use some kind of electrical appliance to make some food while I'm out in an RV, I thought I would do some cryptocurrency mining, free electricity from the sun, and then see if we can earn any money using cryptocurrency, Litecoin, Bitcoin, that kind of thing. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. Okay, so the Jackery 1000 is a 1000 watt hour battery, okay, and it can be charged in one of three methods. You can have two solar panels, which we'll talk about in a minute, that you plug in, that charges the battery up, free electricity. If you want to charge up before you go away on your little expedition, then you can charge up through the mains. That takes about 8 hours. And you can also charge up using the cigarette lighter, 12 volt cigarette lighter in your car while you're driving along, maybe to boost up the battery while you're on the road. Now, basically, I've got this device and I thought to myself, well, you know, I could go out and do some camping and show some shots of me, you know, out in a field, kind of, you know, boiling a kettle or using a mixer or running some lights. But I thought, wouldn't it be much more fun to actually see if we can get free electricity from the sun and then use that for cryptocurrency mining? Of course, the big thing about cryptocurrency mining is that it uses lots of electricity. So, in fact, the numbers now are getting really quite huge. And it's a bit of a, it's a major downside to cryptocurrencies and the fact you have to use so much electricity just to get these virtual currencies kind of working. So this is a 1,000 watt hour. What does that mean? That means it can provide 1,000 watts of energy for 1 hour. That's how it works, and you can do the math, that would mean it would be 500 watts for 2 hours. And then of course it could be like 100 watts for 10 hours and so on. So you have to work out how much electricity, how much energy the device you're using is. Now, if you're using kind of, you know, a string of LED lights, even fairly bright ones to put up at a, you know, at a campsite or something like that, it's not going to take that much. What's it going to be? You know, 10, 20 watts or something like that. It's going to last a long time on this battery. If you boil a kettle, you know, it might be a 1,000 watt, 1,500 watt kettle. It will boil for a few, it'll take a few minutes to heat up the water. But, you know, so you can do that, what, you know, like 10, 20 times, and then, you know, the batteries. So it all depends on how much energy the device you're using is. And of course, you work out energy, watts by voltage times amps. Here in Europe, its voltage is 220 volts. In the US, it's 110 volts multiplied by the amps. Now, the other thing that's a bit tricky is that the internal voltage of the battery, of course, isn't 110 volts or 220 volts. So there is some kind of conversion that goes on, and that in itself loses some energy. So you need to take that into account when you do your final calculations. But even so, it's a very impressive size battery, 1,000 watt hours. Now, on the front of the device, you've got basically two different types of output. You've got the AC output, that's your 220 volts or your 110 volts, depending on which model you buy in which country. And then you've also got DC output, so that's USB-A, USB-C, and a quick charge USB type A port. So you can basically plug in things like mobile phones and maybe even charge things like, you know, small devices using this battery directly through the USB. If you need to do something more sophisticated, then you change over to the AC circuit and you know, use whatever power supply you need to use. And that's what I did for my crypto mining. I was using the AC power, 220 volts in this case, plugged into the setup, which I'll talk more about in a minute, and then ran that as if I was plugged into a wall socket. But rather than being plugged into the mains electricity, it was plugged into this, and this was charged using the sun. Okay, so let's talk a bit about the charging. I've had lots and lots of rainy days here. I've had this device for a little while actually, and every time I wanted a couple of clear days, actually it was always just rainy, but I did finally manage to find a bit of a space and get this out there and start charging it. Okay, it's 8:45 a.m. and as you can see at the moment, the panels are in the shade. As we look here across the garden, we can see it's quite shady. Some little spots of sun. This is directly south facing, but the sun is currently hidden by the trees. There it is, you can just see it there. So we're gonna see how this does over the next few hours. As I'm looking at it now, it seems to be saying it's getting about 8, 9, 10 watts from the panels. So when it's shady, you don't get that much power. Even though it was daytime, even though you could see very clearly, it wasn't bright sunshine. You need to have sunshine to actually get this thing to charge. Okay, and already here we can see a huge difference now. We're in the sun, 120 watts. Okay, look at 121 watts. So let's see how this does after an hour. This is much, much better, obviously. 10 times better. As you can see here, we're out in the nice, bright sun now. The sun is up there, very sunny here in the garden. So here we are, bright sunshine, we're getting 120 watts. And so overall, doing my kind of testing there, it's about 10 hours to charge it up. They say 8 hours, maybe if you're in the Arizonan desert with the Arizonan sun or something, you know, maybe that better. Here where I am with the elevation of the sun and all the other stuff, it was about 10 hours, but that's absolutely fine. So that's pretty good, really, free electricity. So the idea would be is you could use it during night when you were camping. You can get it out during the day. Hopefully you haven't completely depleted it, so it certainly top it up, certainly bring it up during a nice sunny day. If you do hit several days of rain, then it looks like you are gonna finally run out of juice in this thing, but that's camping for you. That is why you have to take the rough with the smooth when you go camping. But there you go, very, very useful if you are out. But as I said, what about for crypto mining, this little experiment that I wanted to run? Well, hopefully you saw my video about the Jetson Mate. So that is a case that comes with the power supply that you need, the active cooling that you need, and gigabit Ethernet. So you can put 4 Jetson Nano or 4 Jetson NX modules into this thing and build a kind of little supercomputer. I've got a whole video about that. I hope you watched it. And one of the things that I thought about, and in fact some people said it in the comments, is I wonder if that's any good at mining for crypto, because obviously the Jetson Nano modules have got GPUs built onto them. So what I thought to myself, well, this isn't going to take too much power. It's not like plugging in a PC with the latest graphics card that's just going to, you know, just absolutely kill the power. This thing's not going to take that much, so let's see what we can do. So what I did was I set it up with a couple of Jetson Nano 2GB modules, and I also put in a Xavier NX module. That's a much more powerful module compared to the two Nano ones. And then when I plugged it all in, it draws all up and running and mining, just so that you're not just booting up and mining, it draws about 60 watts. Now that 60 watts every hour, okay, gets taken away from the battery. And because of the, you know, the up and down conversion of the voltage and well, and going through the power supply, power delivery, anyway, you get about 12 hours of crypto coin mining using a Jetson Xavier and Jetson Nano inside of a Jetson Mate using this battery. So I set up the Jetson Mate with these modules in it using CUDA Miner. That's an open source project that is available that uses the CUDA cores on the Jetson Nano for doing the cryptocurrency mining. I opted to do Litecoin mining because that seemed to be maybe Litecoin. Maybe I'd get more out of it. So I went with that rather than Bitcoin. However, of course, you can do Bitcoin as well. I joined a pool. I signed up, joined up my devices to the pool to actually get some of that currency. So what happened? Well, if you know anything about cryptocurrency, you'll know that GPU mining is basically dead unless you spend $5,000 or so dollars on some mega advanced graphics card that is kind of designed for doing cryptocurrency. If you want to do it, all these big farms, all these big things are using ASICs nowadays. That's kind of bespoke hardware designed specifically for doing these things. And I have no data on how much electricity one of those boxes cost, so I couldn't compare it to what you get using the Jackery 1000. However, it did work. I was actually able to do cryptocurrency mining. I was actually earning Litecoins. And if you take it from that point of view, absolutely great. Free electricity using the Jetson Nano, 60 watts, full power running on all three of those nodes. But I didn't even earn 1 cent. After those 12 hours of running, I didn't even earn 0.1 of a US dollar. It was, you know, US cent, sorry, not even a dollar, a cent. It was very, very tiny, tiny bits, because the Xavier NX is just not fast enough to keep up with the other things that are going on. It was much faster than the Jetson Nano modules. They were only occasionally, like once every half an hour, getting a kind of, you know, the right hit so that you sort of submitted up to the pool. The Xavier was doing a bit better. However, as I said, we were measuring it in 0.000, you know, Litecoins, which when you translate that into dollars is, as I say, not even 1 cent. So is it viable? Absolutely not. Absolutely not a viable proposition. However, an interesting experiment. Why? Because if this thing, this battery, just let me pick it up again. If this Jackery 1000, okay, can do, you know, crypto coin mining, then of course it's going to be excellent for your camping trip. That's the whole point. As I said, stringing up lights, using appliances, mixers, kettles, even some kind of ovens, it's going to be absolutely great for that. And if you catch good weather, if you live in an area with good weather, you can charge them up absolutely free of charge from the sun. And then you've got this thing at nighttime, sun goes down, you're not going to go to bed yet. Hey, let's turn on the lights. Hey, let's do something. Turn on even, you know, even something else like an internet Wi-Fi hotspot or something like that. You've got the power. You can charge up your other devices, your phones and your tablets and so on from this device, and then charge it up again during the next day. So absolutely fantastic for that. And I know it's fantastic for that because I said it's actually managed to do crypto coin mining. So if you can handle that, it can certainly handle a few lights. I would just like to point out this is not a sponsored video. However, I would like to thank Jackery for sending me this review unit. Oh, and before you go, I just want to mention that there is a Gary Explains newsletter, where every month I send you out a newsletter covering everything I've done here on the Gary Explains channel, everything I've done over on the Android Authority channel, and other things that I have found interesting on the internet. Go over to GaryExplains.com, type in your email address, no spam, just the newsletter, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Okay, that's it. My name's Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. If you like these kind of videos, don't rely on the YouTube algorithm. Best thing to do is subscribe to the channel, hit that bell notification icon, and then you'll know every time I drop a new video. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.